Why today?
And good morning, America. It's that time again. Welcome to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. I am your host and nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. Thanks for joining us once again on The Bright Side. This is the show dedicated to helping us understand the crazy world of nutritional supplementation. If you have got a question about nutritional supplements, or if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Doc Wallach and all the folks at Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you're free to give us a call at 866-582-9933. We love hearing from you at 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, get to my website, brightsideben.com, or call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. Got lots to talk about, and I will be joined, as I always am on The Bright Side, by my colleague and co-host and good friend, Douglas Winfrey. Greetings, Doug. Happy Thursday.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I am kicking butt today. I got lots of good stuff I want to talk about. I don't know if you've been reading all this stuff that's going on about fatty liver and carbohydrates. And, you know, one of the things I pride myself on this show, doing this show, Douglas, is getting ahead of the curve, helping people understand before it gets in the news, before you read about it on CNN or FoxNews.com or wherever you get your news these days. I want you guys to hear about it first, and I want you to hear about it from somebody who doesn't have an agenda. And that is, I guess I do have an agenda, and that's because I want, the agenda I have is I want everybody to understand the power of nutritional supplementation. I've been doing this for a long time, friends, 30 years almost, and what I've discovered is that there's not a single health crisis, not a single one, that cannot begin to reverse itself once we begin to make changes, mostly changes around the foods that we eat and the supplements that we take. However, there's one thing that's even more primal to foods and primal to supplementation. In fact, we talk about the triangle of disease on this program a lot, and of course you'll remember the triangle of disease is the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal system, and then oftentimes the link goes to the thyroid, and from that point every single disease state manifests, from that triangle of disease to the thyroid, to hypertension, to cardiovascular issues, to cancer, to chronic fatigue syndrome, to fibromyalgia, to migraine headaches, you name it. Whatever your symptom is, you can backtrack it to that triangle. And then sometimes the thyroid is involved. However, there is one thing that's even more primal to the triangle, more basic than the triangle itself. In fact, this one area of health and nutrition is really why the triangle of disease is so important to understand. See, when you have a digestive problem, which is the core, the apex of our triangle, it isn't so much the digestive problem that's the crisis. The digestive problem really initiates the crisis, and the crisis involves oxygenation. Oxygen. You see, inflammation is the manifestation of an activated immune system, and all disease has that component in it, inflammation and the immune system. But inflammation at its core arises from a lack of oxygen. And it's so ironic that we spend so much money on healthcare in this country, whether that healthcare is medical healthcare or whether that healthcare is nutritional healthcare. It's so ironic that we spend so much money when really at the core of it, at the core of our problems, the fundamental core of our problems is really some tissue that is not getting oxygenated. And the reason this is so ironic is because it's free to oxygenate. It's simple to oxygenate. It's easy to oxygenate. All you got to do is understand the power of deep breathing. Yesterday we talked about using your entire body as a respiratory organ. In other words, instead of breathing just with your lungs, we talked about breathing with your entire body. And then we talked about not just breathing into the upper part of your chest. In fact, not just breathing into your lower part of your chest or into your belly, but really breathing into your feet, pulling the breath down. In your imagination, pulling the breath all the way down to the bottom of your feet. And then when you exhale, bringing the exhalation up from the feet all the way out of the mouth. And you may have to practice this a few times. Well, once you get the hang of it, you'll notice that your inhales are much deeper, your exhales are much richer, and you feel better. In fact, no matter what it is you're suffering from, no matter what your health crisis is, at this very moment, be it fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, or something as simple as a cold, you will feel so much better if you deep breathe in and deep exhale out. Remember, when that exhalation kicks in, that's where you're losing poisons, that's where you're removing toxins out of the body, and that's where you're removing acids out of the body. Even cancer itself, at its very core, cancer has been called the emperor of all maladies. There's a new book by that title that talks about the history of cancer. Even cancer itself, which is the king of all diseases, at its core is really an oxygenation issue. There are two ways that cells get energy. One is through oxygen, and the second is through sugar, glycolysis. And if you lifted weights ever, or you ran ever, or you do any kind of physical exercise, and you get to that point where you feel the burn, that burn is the process or the end product of a type of energy production that involves sugar as opposed to oxygen. It's called anaerobic as opposed to aerobic. Aerobic refers to the use of oxygen. Anaerobic refers to the use of sugar. Well, guess what? Cancer is anaerobic. Cancer cells use non-oxygen energy-creating pathways. So one of the best things you could do to prevent yourself from getting cancer is make sure you're oxygenating yourself. Make sure you're deep breathing. There are also great nutritional supplements that help you utilize oxygen. One of the neatest things about the essential fatty acids is they contain a little space where oxygen can kind of nestle itself into, and they act as wonderful oxygen transporters. Essential fatty acids help the body utilize oxygen. Essential fatty acids, as we said yesterday, get stored in cell membranes, and in that cell membrane, they act to oxygenate that cell membrane. So making sure you're getting enough essential fatty acids is absolutely vital. But because these essential fatty acids react so well with oxygen, it's important that you make sure you take your essential fatty acids with other supplements that help the fats help the oxygen be protected. See, oxygen is very reactive stuff, and as important as it is, it can turn dangerous really quickly. So antioxidants help the body protect itself from some of these dangerous side effects of oxygen. So essential fatty acids, EFAs, omega-3s and omega-6s help the body carry oxygen. The more EFAs you're taking, the more oxygen will be available to cell membranes, and the healthier your cell membranes will be. Keep in mind, your body is made up of lots and lots of these little cells, 100 trillion of them. Think about that for a second. 100 trillion cells make up the body, and each one of these cells is wrapped around with a layer of essential fatty acid-based membrane. That essential fatty acid that's in the membrane traps oxygen, but because oxygen has a kind of dangerous, evil twin nature, it needs to be protected, and that means you need to be taking antioxidants with your essential fatty acids. The most important antioxidant for your essential fatty acids is vitamin E, and it's very difficult to get vitamin E from food. The only way to really get high doses, quality high doses of vitamin E, is to make sure that you're supplementing. You should probably take around 400 international units of vitamin E on a daily basis. You can take up to 800 or 1,000 or 2,000 or 4,000 international units of vitamin E a day for short term. The only side effect you'll get from taking too much vitamin E is perhaps a little bit of loose stool or diarrhea, so just back down. But 400 IU is a nice place to be. However, if you're healing from something, if you're healing from a wound, a burn, if you pop a pimple and you get a big welt, it turns out that super high doses of vitamin E have a dramatic effect on the healing process. So vitamin E has a wonderful benefit for helping you heal from things. Doctors don't like people to take vitamin E after surgery or if they're going to have surgery because vitamin E is a great blood thinner. Well, in my opinion, as a nutritional pharmacist, that's a good thing because that means blood is flowing at a much more even and copious rate. That means more tissue is getting more blood. So vitamin E is not only important for protecting fats as an antioxidant, vitamin E is not only important for wound healing, but it turns out that vitamin E is a great blood thinner and helps blood travel throughout the body. Of course, thrombosis and clots in the circulatory system are one of the ways that we get heart problems and cardiovascular issues and high blood pressure. So vitamin E can be helpful for all of those problems. So vitamin E for protecting fats, vitamin E for wound healing, and vitamin E is a blood thinner that helps blood travel throughout the body. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. 866-582-9933 is our number. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, give my friends Phyllis and Andy a call at 866-735-2470. or check out my website, brightsideben.com. We'll be back with more good health information. Don't go away. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones have their tomb. Legs filled with the
just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. RAVISINVICTORY, ELYN, Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Thanks for joining us, folks. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, your nutritional pharmacist, along with Doug Winfrey. 866-582-9933 is the number, 866-582-9933. Doug, we got a whole bunch of great stories to talk about here. Let's see. First, I want to talk about this calcium deal. Why don't you tell us about this? I like
that. I saw it on ABC News originally, but I've seen it in a couple other news services. That what they're talking about here is a headline of a story. Calcium supplements linked to increased heart attack risk in postmenopausal women. They're referring to a New Zealand study, a fairly small study, but it did find that there was a link between people that took calcium supplements and an increased risk of heart attack in postmenopausal women. And it was a 27 to 30% risk. And then they also broadened that to women that took calcium and a vitamin D supplement.
Right.
And they start quoting some CDC statistics here. And in the beginning of the story, they outlined a specific woman who
was... Well, Doug, I don't want to get into all the ins and outs of that. I want people to understand a very important point with this. And that is that you cannot just take one supplement. Doug, but between segments, you raised a really interesting point. You said people latch on to one supplement, right? They get this, they hear about something, and they get this idea that they need to take calcium or they need to take vitamin D, but it doesn't work that way. You got to get yourself on a program. Calcium, as it turns out, is balanced with what, Doug?
Magnesium.
Right. Calcium is a contracting mineral. Magnesium is a relaxing mineral, and they are in balance in the body. Vitamin D helps the body, helps cells utilize calcium. Without vitamin D, calcium doesn't get utilized. By the way, one of the reasons people with kidney problems get calcium stones is because the kidney is where vitamin D is activated. So if you have any kidney issues and you're taking calcium, you're at risk for calcification in terms of stones or calcification in terms of soft tissue. We've talked before on this show that all the soft tissue of the body, the glands, the brain, the heart, all have a tendency to calcify if calcium is not utilized properly. If you have kidney problems and you're taking calcium supplements because you heard a commercial or even if your doctor told you about it, but you're not taking magnesium and you're not taking vitamin D or getting out in the sun, the calcium isn't going to do you any good. In fact, it could do more harm than good, and that's why we preach on this program, get yourself on a nutritional supplement program. Look, folks, I don't like the idea that we need to supplement. I think, and I wish, we could get everything we need from foods. Doug, is that possible to get everything we need from foods today?
No, it is not.
It's not possible. Given the way we've
been for a long time.
That's right. Since at least the 1920s, we've known about it when that Senate report came out where they talked about the soils. But even before that, as soon as we started this whole idea of food processing, and a case could be made that we started to process foods 10 or 15,000 years ago, but in any case, when food processing really hit the big time in the last 100 years, 150 years, it became impossible to get what we need from food. So food does contain cofactors, and food does contain nutrients in balance. So the next best thing to getting your nutrition from foods is to get on a supplement program. I really urge everybody who's on just one supplement because they heard about it or just taking calcium for their bones because their doctor told them to do that, to really reconsider and think about getting yourself on a supplement program. Of course, if you want to get on the longevity supplements, those are the ones I take. And those are the ones that I recommend. You can learn more about that on brightsideben.com. Second story you sent me, Doug, about this high-fat diet, I thought that was also interesting. Why don't you tell us about that one?
Yeah, there was a study that where they found that putting kids that have a tendency to have seizures or epileptic seizures on a high-fat diet actually reduced the seizures. And, you know, there's been a lot of vilification of high-fat diets in the last several years. But, you know, they're talking about, you know, getting 90% of the calories from fats in this diet, and they have seen some inroads in it.
Well, it's called the ketogenic diet, K-E-T-O-G-E-N-I-C. And the ketogenic diet has been around for almost 80 or 90 years, and you're exactly right. It's high fat, and they say moderate protein, but that's all depends on how you define moderate protein. But the real key is limiting your carbohydrates, restricting your carbohydrates. And where have you heard that before, folks? Remember, carbohydrate diseases are killing us at an epidemic rate. And now we have a new disease, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD, which is linked to elevated levels of refined carbohydrates from the University of Texas Southwestern. Limiting carbs, not calories, reduces liver fat faster. From the Krona study, caloric restriction with optimal nutrition and aging study, animals who consume fewer calories live longer and healthier lives. From PLSONE Plus One, Mount Sinai School of Medicine says the ketogenic diet, a specialized high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet, check this out, folks, may reverse impaired kidney function. You can reverse kidney failure, folks. If you can reverse kidney failure, there's a lot of other things you can reverse, too. And that's the whole point of me doing this program. This idea that we have to be condemned to whatever our disease states are is just foolishness. No matter what you're suffering from, folks, it is reversible. It may take some time, depending on how far down the rabbit hole you've gone. But once you change things that you're doing in your life, you can begin to reverse all of the markers, any of the markers of disease. If you want to learn more, if you've got questions about nutritional supplementation or how you can get off your prescription drugs, I encourage you to give me a call at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Let's do one more study, Doug, before we have to go to break.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about something I saw. This was a Fox News story, and it had to do with this whole recommendation that's been going on, I think, for probably about 20 years of taking aspirin as a way to prevent heart attacks, one or two a day, depending on your body weight, that kind of thing. Well, now they've got a study out that says that aspirin does cut the risk of heart attack, but it does not reduce your risk of dying from a heart attack or having a stroke. So they're asking people to sort of reevaluate that because of the whole bleeding aspect. And what it brought to mind to me, too, was this whole attitude that people have in this country that, okay, I have an ache or a pain. I'm going to take one of these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen. And I know people just pop those things like candy, and there are risks involved with that as well.
Risk. It's a leading cause of drug-induced death. It's a serious, serious problem. There is no safe drug, friends, and we spent the first 5 or 10 minutes of the program talking about a natural vitamin blood thinner that does exactly the same thing as aspirin without side effects or toxicity. Keep in mind, folks, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Motrin, like aspirin, like Naprosyn, like Indocin, there's a whole bunch of them out there today, they work by suppressing certain enzymes and suppressing certain chemicals in the body called prostaglandins. These prostaglandins that are suppressed do much more than give you a headache. They do much more than give you aches and pains. They're involved in the production of all kinds of things, including mucus that lines your digestive tract. Without that mucus, you become much more susceptible to gastric bleeding and irritation reactions from the drugs themselves or from foods you're eating or from anything else. So please understand that when you take a drug, be it something as supposedly as benign as aspirin, you run the risk of messing with your body's chemistry, and you never want to do that. I was just reading another article, this one from a study that was funded by the Medical Research Council, University of Edinburgh. Check this out, Douglas. Statin drugs for pregnant women to reduce the risk of blood pressure problems. Oh, my God, this is craziness. All right, we'll talk about that when we come back from break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. 866-582-9933 is the number. I promised my friend Annie we'd get to some questions about skincare, and we will do that in the second half. If you want to give us a shout, I encourage you to do it. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back after this.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do when there is no medicine. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. We are talking about all kinds of stuff today. Talked about, before we went to break, I touched on this idea. And by the way, our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to contribute to the program, or if you have questions about anything we're talking about today, or if you want to just ask a general question about nutritional supplementation, I've been practicing nutritional pharmacy for going on 3 decades now, and I've been practicing skincare for just as long. And we are going to talk a little bit about skincare here towards the end of the show. Doug, before we went to the break, I was telling you about this article that was about a study that was done at the University of Edinburgh in England by the Medical Research Council. Pregnant women could benefit from a pioneering trial that will test whether heart disease drugs can be used to treat preeclampsia. Preeclampsia is a condition that some pregnant women get, a small amount of pregnant women, I think it's like 5 or 10% of pregnant women will start to have blood pressure changes, and that's called preeclampsia, and that's due to the fact that the fetus is producing all kinds of weird chemicals that help make blood vessels, and the circulatory system of the fetus is growing and changing, and that can affect the mom, and that can affect blood pressure. Well, now they want to give drugs, the statin drugs specifically, to pregnant women. Doug, before we, during the break, you reminded me that a couple of years ago, they approved these statin drugs for children. Now they want to give statin drugs to fetuses and to the women who are carrying the fetuses. Folks, please do not fall for this. Please do not fall for this idea that you can take a prescription drug and not suffer side effects or toxicity, especially if you're pregnant. The last thing you want to be doing is drugging your fetus. You know, if a mom is under stress, if a mom has any kind of stress, whether it's physiologic stress or emotional stress or mental stress, do you know that that fetus will become sensitized to stress? And when the baby is born, that will be a baby that will be more sensitive to stress than a baby that does not have a mom that was suffering from emotional crises. Anything a mother does is going to affect the baby and many times for life. And certainly if you're taking prescription drugs, you're running the risk of having a baby that is born with compromised health. Please don't. If you have blood pressure problems, if you are worried about being diabetic and you're pregnant, there are wonderful nutritional strategies that can prevent this. In fact, it could very well be that preeclampsia and blood pressure issues and gestational diabetes, that is the diabetes that occurs during pregnancy, could be nothing more than nutritional crises that the mother is going for, especially considered the poor state of our nutrition, the poor state of everybody's nutrition, let alone the nutrients that a mom needs when she's growing a baby. When you are pregnant, ladies, when you are pregnant, fathers-to-be, when your woman is pregnant, when the woman is pregnant, she becomes extra sensitive to nutritional deficiencies because to nature, the fetus is much more important than the mother, and the fetus will end up getting all the nutrients. The mom will suffer nutritional deficiencies very quickly. So it's very important for women who are carrying a baby to understand the importance of, number one, nutritional supplementation, and number two, of not eating crappy food, not eating food that robs the body of nutrients. If you take essential fatty acids as a mother or as a mother-to-be, your baby will be born smarter and your baby will be born with better hand-eye coordination and your baby will be born with a better mood. That's because the essential fatty acids are very important for the development of the fetus's brain. The greatest gift you can give your baby, mothers, is the gift of essential fatty acids. And by the way, not only while the baby's in the womb, but while you're breastfeeding. If you take essential fatty acids while you're breastfeeding, the essential fatty acids will come out in your breast milk, will feed the baby, and the baby's brain is developing over the first few years of his life. Those essential fatty acids will build a stronger, smarter brain baby. So EFAs in breast milk, EFAs as nutritional supplementation, are very, very important for the developing fetus. The same is true about all nutritional supplements, especially protein, by the way. If you take in more protein, you'll have a stronger baby, too, as you're developing the baby. So most of us are very underproteinated, by the way. Look for 0.5 to 1 gram of protein for every pound of body weight. 866-582-9933 is our number. Marie in Minnesota, you're our first call. What's going on?
I have a grandson who is 5 years old. He has cystic fibrosis. Yes. And I was wondering, you know, we were just talking about mothers and nutrition. And
yes.
I had heard that, I think it was Dr. Wallach mentioned something about that possibly my daughter could have had a selenium deficiency that triggered that, or?
There's no way of knowing, and that's the past, and we don't necessarily want to go there. So what do we do now about it? Well, first of all, for the listeners, I know you know this, Marie, but for the listeners, cystic fibrosis is a disease where there's a lot of mucus that's produced throughout the respiratory tract and the digestive tract, and it becomes very difficult for the child or the patient to absorb nutrients. So it's extra important for a CF patient to make sure that they're getting enough protein, enough iron, enough minerals like zinc and calcium and magnesium. So get your baby or get your child on a good nutritional supplement program. By the way, kids benefit from nutritional supplements, not just CF kids, not just kids with illnesses, but children who are growing benefit from nutritional supplementation even more than adults do. So I always get that question, is it safe for my children? Yes, nutritional supplementation is not just safe, it's a must for kids. So for your baby or for your grandbaby, ma'am, you want to think about making sure that your the child, is it a boy or girl?
It's a boy.
The child.
You want to make sure that your little... His diet is terrible because, you know, he's got gluten allergies, and so it's just ridiculous.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, the gluten allergies are I'm sure he has all kinds of digestive problems because of the cystic fibrosis. So it becomes very important that you're vigilant to avoiding any foods that trigger any allergic reactions. Gluten is just one of them. There's probably a whole range of them. You want to put him on a special diet now so he gets used to it as he's growing older. Liquid nutrition is very important, saturating his body with liquid nutrition. In other words, just keep liquid nutrients in his body at all times. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is great because it's a liquid and it's got all of his basic nutrients. Make sure he's getting enough protein in a liquid form. I'd be putting him on smoothies. If he can handle whey, whey protein is derived from milk. Some people can handle it, some people can't. If he can handle whey, that would be great. If not, find a more benign protein, like hemp seed protein is real good, or maybe pea protein or Brazil nut protein. And then you want to make sure that he's taking something called NAC, N-acetylcysteine, which we've talked about in the past in this program. That is especially important for cystic fibrosis patients. In fact, NAC is actually a prescription drug for cystic fibrosis patients. Is he on Mucomist, or have you heard of Mucomist?
I think he came something with a nebulizer or something like that.
Okay, that's N-acetylcysteine. That's N-acetylcysteine, okay? So you buy that at the health food store, and it would be a good idea to put him on 500 milligrams a day of NAC. Just give him NAC. And this is also very important, vitamin C. Very important for the lungs, and vitamin C can also help thin out mucus a little bit. So making sure he's getting enough vitamin C if he weighs probably, 50, 60 pounds kind of thing?
Yeah, the weight is the issue, keeping him to gain weight.
Okay, get him on the vitamin C. Make sure he's getting enough essential fatty acids. I get him on 3 or 4 capsules of the Ultimate EFAs and make sure he's getting enough protein. As I said, you could probably put him on anywhere from 20 to 40 grams a day of protein in a smoothie. Steak is not protein for him. Hamburgers are not protein for him because of his digestive impairment. So make him smoothies with fat, essential fatty acids, break open the capsules and put them in the smoothie with the protein. You can put a little flavoring in there, make it like a milkshake for him. All right, so make nutrition fun. Start now so he develops good habits as he gets older, and you can do a lot of good things with nutritional supplementation, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much for calling from Minnesota, Marie. We got Bill in Illinois who wants to talk to us, and that's it. We got open lines after that, so give us a call at 866-582-9933. I promise you, I will talk a little bit about one of the more interesting skincare issues that people face, especially as they get older. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this. Check out my website, brightsideben.com. Hi, everyone. I'm pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store Wild Food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. We're here 5 days a week. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time on the Genesis Communication Network and the ZBS Radio Network. I got a cool website with a lot of good information on it, and if you want to learn more about the Longevity products, you can click on the link on the upper right-hand corner of the page. That's brightsideben.com. You can always call Phyllis and Andy and Nasima, Rachel at Longevity at 866-735-2470, and they can help walk you through some of the Longevity products. And, of course, if you've got questions about them, you can always ask me as well. And if you've got questions about health or nutrition or skincare or prescription drugs, we can help you as well at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Bill, hang tight. I'll get to you in a second, but I promised that I would talk a little bit about hyperpigmentation, melasma, dark spots, age spots, the kind of things that you get on your hands or on your legs or around your body as you get older. Those are not related. Those are not caused by the sun. There may be a connection to the sun, but they're not caused by the sun. There are four main reasons why we get hyperpigmentation. That means excess pigment or age spots. There's four main reasons. The first one is the imbalances in estrogen and progesterone. And that's why women, when they get pregnant, will get the mask of pregnancy. Sometimes women will also get this when they're on the birth control pill, and sometimes they'll get it when they're on hormone replacement therapy, which I'm not a big fan of. So when your estrogen and progesterone are out of balance, you'll find yourself hyperpigmenting. The solution is essential fatty acids. You may also want to try a progesterone cream. Progesterone is non-toxic or relatively non-toxic as opposed to estrogen. The second reason why people hyperpigment, get dark spots, is the stress hormone cortisol. If you are under a lot of stress, whether it's emotional stress or physiologic stress or mental stress, and your cortisol levels go up, and we'll spend an entire hour coming up here on the bright side talking about cortisol. If your cortisol level goes up, that's another reason why you will hyperpigment. You will have dark spots. The third reason is a deficiency in antioxidant nutrients. We started off the program talking today about oxidation. Well, pigmentation, darkening of the skin, inappropriate darkening of the skin is really an oxidation reaction. Now, oxidation is just a fancy chemical word that means rust. Rusting is oxidation, burning is oxidation, and the melanin in your skin will oxidize, like a piece of wood will oxidize in a fire, or a piece of iron will rust in water. So melanin oxidizes, it will oxidize when you get a tan, it will burn when you get a tan, that is, it will darken when you get a tan. It will also darken inappropriately if your cortisol levels are fluctuating. So when you're under stress and your cortisol levels go up and down, you will find yourself hyperpigmenting. What's the solution? Strengthen your adrenal glands. Get on the de-stress from longevity. Make sure you're getting enough vitamin B5. Make sure you're getting enough vitamin C. Make sure you're getting enough zinc. Make sure you're getting enough of the entire B complex. These are all very important for the adrenal glands. And then the fourth reason, the last reason why people hyperpigment is, in addition to deficiencies in antioxidants, is prescription drugs. And I won't talk about those because the solution to that one is just get off your prescription drugs. So prescription drugs, lack of antioxidants, cortisol, and imbalances in estrogen and progesterone. Those are the four reasons why people hyperpigment. What I want you to understand, most importantly, as with all skin issues, it's not a skin problem. Just because you have a skin issue, whether it's acne, dry skin, or hyperpigmentation, doesn't mean that you have a skin problem. Just because it's showing up on the skin doesn't mean it's caused by a skin issue. The skin is only where it's manifesting. The biochemical dysfunction underneath is the cause. If there's anything that we need to understand in healthcare, it's this. It's not the problem that's the problem. It's the biochemical dysfunction underneath that you want to be addressing. It's not the so-called high blood pressure or hyperpigmentation or dry skin that's the problem. That's only the manifestation of the problem. That's only the sign of the problem. That's only the symptom of the problem. The causal level is underneath where the biochemistry is, and that's where we want to address. All right, got room for one more phone call. Bill, what's going on, buddy?
I had four
or
questions.
Or Bob, sorry.
Yeah, you probably answer them all real quick. I'll just ask them all, and then I'll listen off the phone.
Okay, go ahead.
I remember somebody saying there was two kinds of vitamin E. One is good, okay. One is bad.
Okay.
My second question, I heard a doctor one time on the radio saying that almost everybody that came into the emergency room having a heart attack was low on magnesium, and so he takes about 1 ounce of magnesium citrate every day. So I take that sometimes. I was wondering if that's good or not.
Okay.
And the other thing was the high-fat diet that you're talking about would be good for some things, but what about, like, if you have, would that cause, like, gallbladder trouble or liver problems or something like that?
Okay. All right. Let me get to these three questions real quick. There's two kinds of vitamin E. I know what you're talking about. This is some news that was out maybe 4 or 5, maybe 10 years ago, actually, at this point, and that is the so-called natural vitamin E from the synthetic vitamin E. So what you're looking for with vitamin E is you want to look for, I don't want to make that distinction between natural and synthetic. I want to make a distinction between the 8 types of vitamin E. And the 8 types of vitamin E are made up of alpha tocopherol, beta tocopherol, delta tocopherol, gamma tocopherol, and then the same thing with tocotrienols. So without getting into all that fancy chemistry, look for something called mixed, M-I-X-E-D, tocopherols, mixed tocopherols, and that'll give you the main tocopherol forms of vitamin E, mixed tocopherols. That gives you all 4 forms of vitamin E in the tocopherol side, and then there's another side called the tocotrienol side, and those are really good, but I don't want to confuse the issue for now. So look for something called mixed tocopherols. There's 4 different kinds, and you want anywhere from 400 to 800 international units a day. The thing about vitamin E is you can skip a day here and there because it is stored. And also, when you're taking your essential fatty acids, make sure that you're taking it with vitamin E. So look for mixed tocopherols. The distinction that you made there, I don't really want to get into that. That's the distinction between natural and synthetic. The second thing point you raised about heart attacks and magnesium, absolutely correct. But it's not just people who come in for heart attacks or people who come in with heart problems into the magnesium. Almost everybody is deficient in magnesium. It is one of the most important nutritional deficiencies that we confront. It is magnesium is involved in several hundred different chemical reactions in the body. That means several hundred reactions in the body will not be operating to peak efficiency if you're deficient in magnesium. Magnesium is especially important for relaxation, relaxation of muscles, relaxation of blood vessels, relaxation of the digestive tract. So we find that magnesium is great to take before bed because it helps you sleep. Magnesium is great to take if you have any kind of muscle contraction problems. Magnesium is great to take if you have migraine headaches. Magnesium is great to take if you have high blood pressure because it relaxes the vasculature. And you should never take calcium without magnesium. A good supplement program will always balance calcium and magnesium, and that's one of the reasons why I like the Longevity line so much. The OsteoCal and the OsteoMag are both balances of calcium and magnesium. If you want to learn more about those, you can call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. And then as far as the high-fat diet, I want everybody to understand, fat isn't so much the problem. Now, I don't like high-fat, low-fat. I don't like those designations because it's the type of fat that's important. We talk about making sure you're getting more fats. What I'm talking about are essential fatty acids. Now, these essential fatty acids are used by the body. They are not stored as much by the body. They're used to produce chemistry in the body. You have a class of hormones that are so important, scientists call them master hormones or super hormones. If you're really technical about it, you'll refer to them as eicosanoids, but really what you can think of them as hormones that regulate all of the other hormones. They're the super hormones, and they come directly from essential fatty acids. We talked at the beginning of the program how essential fatty acids are very important for oxygen metabolism. They help the body carry oxygen. They help store oxygen inside cells. So when we're talking about a high-fat diet, folks, I'm not talking about bacon, and I'm not talking about French fries. I'm talking about essential fatty acids. And the neat thing about essential fatty acids is once you start taking enough of them, you're not going to want the French fries. You're not going to want the potato chips. You're not going to want the fried products. And that is the ideal state that you want to be in. You don't want to have to use your willpower to force yourself away from the French fries. You want to create a situation where you have so much essential fatty acids in your body, you simply don't want the French fries. And that's the beauty of good nutrition. Once you give your body the good stuff, it simply isn't going to want the bad stuff. Well, that's the music, and that's all we got time for today. For Doug Winfrey, all the folks at Genesis and Longevity, and for myself, remember, as always, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, beautiful, wonderful day. Check out my website, brightsideben.com. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Bye for now.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.